Right now, it's nice to sit down and chat once again with William Pond from Noble Horizons. We try to get together at least once every 5-6 weeks and just check out what's going on at Noble Horizons. First of all, in advance, a happy Thanksgiving to you and your family and the extended family at Noble Horizons, Bill.
Well, thank you, Marshall. the same to you, certainly.
Well, we have a lot to really take a look at here. First thing I want to look at, and I celebrated. I'm now in my 51st year of broadcasting, and
congratulations.
Well, now I look down and I say, wow, Noble Horizons is going to celebrate their 50th anniversary beginning next year.
Yeah, where does the time go, right? I've been there now for 4 years, and I'm starting to look at the calendar and saying, oh, slow down here a little bit, but. You're right, 50 years is quite an accomplishment, and we're really looking forward to recognizing that and celebrating that next year.
You know, and I've known so many of the residents over the years that that have moved to Noble Horizons to continue independent living and then gone through the continuum of care and more. And I know myself from the various stints in rehab after surgeries that I've been there. One of the things I want to discuss, and we're all still aware of this, and that is COVID. COVID is still with us. I mean, we are slowly coming out of it, and things are changing. But really, when you take a look at your record and how you, the administration, the workers, and the residents have dealt with COVID and remained COVID-free since March of 2020 is simply an amazing story.
No, thank you. It's a feel-good story. You know, it's a story that has an awful lot of chapters to it. And, you know, to your point a little bit earlier, you're right. The workers, the staff at Noble have come together right from the beginning. And we continue to, you know, to practice and employ the same strategies that have gotten us this far and hopefully a little longer. I just it's amazing to me that we're still talking about this this nasty virus, unfortunately. But hopefully, there's some light at the end of the tunnel, as dim as it may be sometimes, but I think we're getting through it.
Well, I think the way I look at it is I'm now, of course, 69 years old. I think the people that are most concerned about this virus and should be right now happen to be the folks like myself who are, I'll say 55 and older, and also now young folks, because young folks are now catching this variant, and they have the ability to pass it along to other people. But I think the way you have safeguarded your patients and staff there really deserves an extra spotlight, because it's a changing. Well, every virus changes and adapts, but to keep going like you're going and doing what you're doing really is a testament that has to be applauded, because it's by no easy means. All it takes is one little breach, and then everything comes tumbling down.
Well, you're right about that, and it's important to remember that it just takes one instance, as you said, to light the fire. And it's a day in and day out discussion. We keep the discussion going. We continue to try to address morale, but it's wearing on people, and you know, now coupled with the staffing issues that we're seeing throughout the industry and in any business, for that matter, it just kind of, amplifies the need to be as precise and as direct as possible, just to keep this at bay. And it's a little spooky. I mean, during the times of the pandemic, people were rallying around it. You know, we're here, we're going to get through this. And now, 21 months into it, our staff and staff in this business in related industries are tired. They're tired. We're asking people to pick up extra hours to continue their vigilance against the virus. And it's flu season and it's cold season, and there are some days when you scratch your head and you wonder why you're in this business. But at the end of the day, it's incredibly rewarding to for our staff in particular to see the results of their hard work, and it really means something.
You know, the one thing that really I think has affected Noble Horizons and other senior living facilities is the fact that you've always prided yourself on the public. These people are not who live at Noble Horizons separated from the public. You've always prided yourself as being so wide open and having the public integrated with all the residents at Noble Horizons. I think that's probably the hardest thing for people who surround Noble Horizons and used to visit Noble Horizons a lot, and also for the people who live at Noble.
Certainly, and especially as we head towards the 50th anniversary, we're very anxious to bring the public back on campus and to share a lot of lost time with our community. The community's been incredibly supportive. You know, they've backed the principles of Noble since its inception, and at no more time than now, as we go through this, the community has really stepped up, and that really needs to be recognized. And we're so thankful and appreciative of those efforts. But as we're talking about the 50th anniversary and trying to find ways, we have a number of ideas in mind. But at the same time, you have to be somewhat cautious of making sure we have a plan B, because we, as much as we believe this thing is starting to maybe dissipate, but you take a look at the state numbers and our local numbers, community numbers, and the transmission rates are still high. You know, we focus now as much on plan B as we are on plan A for our 50th. So we are anxious to get people back into rediscover Noble, and for us to rediscover the community in ways that we're used to.
You know, one of the things that is coming up that is just a tradition, it became there's no doubt about it, a holiday tradition, was the Festival of Trees. And you have something in lieu that's going on because, of course, the Festival of Trees cannot go on like it has been.
Yeah, that's right. Unfortunately, again, this year we've had to cancel that. And you know, we have our auxiliary has put up our loving tree in the lobby where people can make donations in the thoughts of an ornament and dedication. Our auxiliary has set up a lovely raffle basket scenario in our main lobbies, and we're looking for other ways to express gratitude and thankfulness. Unfortunately, at this time still, we continue to be generally closed to the greater public. This has become mostly an on-campus tribute, if you will. But it does continue the lineage, and it continues, I think, the recognition of what has been a part of the community and Noble Horizons for such a long time through our auxiliary. And, you know, it's just a way to find a certain sense of normalcy and opportunity for giving within the confines of how we're living right now. So, it is a testament to the spirit of Noble Horizons.
Well, for the Festival of Trees this year, you're going to have merchant gift baskets and also your display and silent auction of 5 trees, which have been decorated and donated by some of the most popular designers. You also have a giving tree. Now, let's talk a little bit about the giving tree, because I think that's great. The giving tree allows the community to get involved. How? By providing services for Noble residents who don't really have the means to access them. And those can be anything from hair appointments, manicures, and lots of different things.
It goes a long way. And But it makes a big difference, and it keeps our residents involved, certainly, and it keeps our staff involved, and it keeps the opportunity for the opportunity to give and to reach out to our residents who have been most affected by these changes. But you're right, it's a precious program.
And if people want more information on how they can give to the Giving Tree, is there something on the website, or is there a telephone number they can call?
It is on the website, certainly, and that's the best way to access it through Noble Horizons. www.thebestofthebest.org, and that's the best way to do that, yes.
All right, and once again, we remind everybody, I shake my head, but 50th anniversary of Noble Horizons. You're in this planning stages for 2022, and as you said, this has to be a real hard planning event because, once again, you've got to have different setups for different conditions.
You're absolutely right, and you know, with any luck, the next time we have a conversation, maybe we'll be talking about something other than COVID. Who knows? But I thank you very much, Marshall.
Well, once again, a happy Thanksgiving to you and your family, and to everybody at Noble Horizons Village. Just keep up the good work. Noble Horizons is really a major, major, major part of not only the community in Salisbury but the tri-state region as well. Keep up the good work.
Thanks so much. Happy Thanksgiving.
Happy Thanksgiving. That is William Pond from Noble Horizons here on Robin Hood Radio, noblehorizons.org on the web.